Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Robin Falsgraf from Habitat for Humanity of Marion County.
You're looking at a new site in Knoxville, something for the students to work on and applicants to live in the house. What sort of applicants are you looking for the house?
Well, actually, let me go back a little bit and tell you this is the house we moved from Pella to Knoxville in the spring. So the house is pre-existing, but we'll have some major remodeling work. We're looking for people to apply. If you don't qualify for a traditional mortgage and you want to own a house, I would say apply. Our criteria is pretty broad, and people can qualify for Habitat that wouldn't otherwise qualify for a mortgage.
Very important for those who have trouble finding housing, and that's part of the reason why Habitat is out there, to find affordable housing for a lot of people who can't get it through other means. And this is also important for them to keep in mind that they're required to put in a little work themselves to make the home a reality.
Yes. If it's a single parent family, they're required to put in 250 sweat equity hours, 100 on their home, and 150 they can do community volunteer work wherever. If it's a dual parent family, they're required to put in 300 hours.
How many applicants are you anticipating for the house? You really can only narrow it down to just one, but do you anticipate a lot of demand for it?
Last time we opened for applications, we opened for a couple houses, and I think we had in the mid-20, some 25-ish applicants. We probably had it down to 10 that were probably qualified. And then we take the other criteria. We have a family selection committee that goes and does a home visit, and we eventually narrow it down to one. They can apply from October 1st until November 15th. And then November 15th will be the deadline.
Important for anyone who might be interested to keep that in mind, that the application process is underway. And more importantly, this is an opportunity to take an older home that was otherwise being used and put it to a new use in a new location for someone who's desperately in need of it.
Yes, this will be the second house that we've moved. We're so excited about this program because we're taking the old and making it new. But more importantly, it's a beautiful home. Beautiful. And there's some things about this home that most Habitat homes wouldn't have. So I think it's a unique program, and we've enjoyed the first home that we're working on and look forward to this one.
That's right. Having a home that's essentially ready to go in many respects. As we said, you have to do some foundational work and other renovations, but half the work is already done for you. But the tricky part, of course, is the actual moving process.
Yes.
And I'm sure a lot of thought went into which home to pick, and more importantly, to the decision to actually transport a home.
Yes, it's not cheap to transport a home, but in the end, Habitat does save money moving homes. That's, you know, ultimately we want the best home for the best price for our homeowners. But this has been a very exciting venture. We're very excited about these two homes that we've moved. And again, that they're different. They're just a little bit different than the average Habitat home.
You also have a project going on in Pella with the help of the Vermeer Corporation. Now, how did that come about, and what are you looking to do up there?
I'm going to tell you, we're really excited about that program, too. That program is a home that's being built in the Timber Ridge edition. Vermeer came to us, maybe 6 months ago, and asked if we could work together in honor of the corporation's 70th anniversary, and I understand it would have been Gary Vermeer's 100th birthday, and could we do something special? Through some talks with the chaplain and through the foundation, we decided we would build a house with the majority of help coming from Vermeer. In fact, at that point, it was all going to be Vermeer employees. When they were hit by the tornado, that kind of changed our plans a little bit, but Vermeer has given us a very, very generous financial support for this program. And this house will be our first that we do with what they call ICF insulation, which the walls will be concrete and insulation, which should be very safe, which, again, when tornado hits your community, strikes a little bit of fear of that in the future. So that ICF program was a little more expensive, 5 to 10% more in our cost, but more. It should be more energy efficient, and it should be very safe for this homeowner.
And of course, whatever project site you're sponsoring, you're always, I'm sure, looking for people to pitch in where needed, right?
Oh, we live to do these projects with volunteer help. So we're always looking for volunteer help. We're always looking for financial support. You know, and volunteer help does not mean you have to climb on a roof. Volunteer help can be making lunches. It could be bringing cookies. It could be cleaning up. There's a wide variety of things people can help with. So nobody can't find a way to help on a habitat project.
And they can, anyone interested can contact you right here. You're at the Marion County offices, right?
641-828-8844.
Thanks to Robin Falsgraf for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.